Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Well, we're told by Vice that these Antifa Seven Hills people, they're good guys. Now, they understand that the Second Amendment isn't about white supremacy. As a matter of fact, they realize that the gun control has been used by racist Democrats in the 19th century, and especially in the 20th century, even during Jim Crow, to come after black people. So they said, all right, we're going to make common cause with these people. We're going to march alongside of them. As Vice reports, the case of Antifa Seven Hills, they believe they've got more in common with working-class white Virginians, regardless of their political bent, than they do with many of the moderate Democrats who helped their party win control of the legislature in November for the first time since 1994. Oh, well, see, there you go. So, Vice said that they see this as an opportunity to extend an olive branch to gun owners. Except it's not an olive branch that they're actually putting out, by their own admission. Now, let's forget about what Vice says, a left-wing organization, and let's not take that at face value, as Daily Caller, Breitbart, and others have, because that very group, Antifa Seven Hills, put out a hit list, pictures and information, known fascists and sympathizers, people like Owen Schroyer, Mike Adams, Jacob Ingalls, Patrick Halley, and others, many others. So much for an olive branch. Can you believe this? Can you believe the narrative that's being put out there? We should never take anything that Antifa says at face value. They're not anti-fascist. They're anti-FA, First Amendment. They will try to kill you for your speech. So how in the world are they going to support your Second Amendment rights? Absolute nonsense. Alex Jones is going to be joining us probably in the next segment from Virginia, talk about what he sees there on the ground. I didn't make their list. That Alex didn't make their list, but I guess they figured that Alex wasn't going to be there. They figured Owen would be there, so they put him on the list. But we also have a state representative who came out and was very clear that she believes that this is a setup. We have State Senator Amanda Chase out of Virginia. She says, does the Patriot Act ring a bell? Does the National Defense Authorization Act ring a bell? If people show up wearing any kind of a uniform or a patch or any other symbol on their clothing signifying they belong to a militia and something goes wrong, you could and will be held as a domestic terrorist. If anyone steps out of line, all it takes is one person, and it may be a government plant. It could be somebody from this peaceful Antifa group, or it could be somebody from one of the other Antifa groups that don't even pretend to be peaceful and in agreement about the Second Amendment. They could show up. Anybody could show up wearing a MAGA cap, and they could attack Democrats who are carrying gun control signs, and it would be on. It would be a false flag, and that's what everybody is very concerned about. But beyond the false flag aspects of this, I mean, we don't even have to get to that if we look at what Ralph Northam has done. Now, Ralph Northam has created the tinderbox situation. The mainstream media is saying that it is the people who have shown up like they do every year since 2003. So for the last 17 years, these people who are supporters of the Second Amendment have shown up for Lobby Day at the Virginia State Capitol. But this year, it is a tinderbox this year. It is a show of force. This year we should be very afraid. This year we should have a state of emergency. And we have a Democrat delegate, Mark Levine, who says the muskets of our founding fathers also did not contain 30 bullet magazines. Hey, you know, Mark, you know what they did have at Concord and Lexington and at Goliad when you had Santa Ana come there? They had cannons. They didn't just have muskets. They had cannons. And if you read the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 says that you ought to be helping us to learn how to use these. The militia is not a dirty word. A standing army was a dirty word.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here in the studio at Austin, but we have Alex Jones at the state capitol in Richmond as we have the governor and the mainstream press try to ramp this up into a crisis. Thank you, Alex. What's going on there?
Well, David, great job you and the crew today with us on the road. We got it a little bit later than we were supposed to be at the start of the show. You guys pulled it out when I dropped the ball, so really appreciate you guys getting that done. But we're here tonight right in front of the militarized contained with checkpoints here in Virginia at the Capitol, where the governor and the corporate controlled media has hyped up that there's all these vicious armed people coming to overthrow the government, when it's the Democrats funded by the Chi-Coms and others that have gotten into power through election fraud and who are saying, hell yes, we're going to take all your semi-autos. Hell yes, we're going to ban all of your gun shops. Hell yes, we're going to ban all of your shooting ranges. And hell yes, we're going to take them from your cold, dead hands. So the people say, we're going to have the same gun rally we've always had on Martin Luther King Day. And they go, oh, my gosh, they're racist. But no one is buying it, just like the Russia hoax, just like the Ukraine hoax, just like all these other hoaxes about Trump and America and InfoWars. We the people, David, as you know, are not buying this. And so, again, we're going to be here tonight, tomorrow, and then in D.C. for the trial of the president. But they want to have something to embarrass the president and to stoke division in America ahead of the trial that starts Tuesday. So it's all perfectly timed. We know why Pelosi held back on the articles of impeachment after she rushed, you know, getting them passed, because they're trying to time all this together. And they have Antifa, the Soros-funded organization, the local chapter, it's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, saying there's a hit list of journalists they're going to attack, a hit list of people they're going to go after. And again, as you said, I guess they didn't think I was coming. Owen Schroyer is at the top of the list with Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, David. So we're here. You can continue any questions, comments you have. And then we're going to go up, and if it's still open, try to go through the checkpoint or give you a tour of the classic Americana Capitol up there. It looks more like the White House or the Greek Pantheon, or is it Parthenon? I was confused which one's Roman, which one is Greek. The one on top of the Acropolis in Greece. So we're here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is another Hail Mary by the left to create a huge hoax, just like they did in Charlottesville 2 years ago, that there's all these white supremacists and all this collision. And they want to project any pro-gun civil rights as if it's racist or bad. And they also want to project, again, onto Republicans and President Trump that they're extremists who need to be disarmed. But I really don't see the public buying it. At the last Soros-funded women's march, they had about 1/20th of what they had at the first big one in 2017. The D.C. police came out and said 100-1. This was at least 100 times smaller, despite Soros putting out over $100 million to try to fund this march. They had less than 30,000 people at it, ladies and gentlemen. So folks understand the deep state's a fraud. They know that it's a hoax that Trump was a white supremacist. They know it's a hoax, all the stuff that he's a Russian agent. And so now they are clearly saying, they even have state senators here in Virginia. They have, you know, mainline analysts at the FBI saying they believe that the Democrats in deep state are going to try to provocateur something tomorrow. And Antifa has said they're going to dress up as Trump supporters officially and may even attack other leftists in some type of staged event. Alexander Soros, the secret documents we got 2 years ago, planned to try to trigger martial law in Maryland with Antifa dressed up, trying to then incite racial attacks and cause a race war with the police department and African-Americans. It did not happen. But this is the clash they continue to try to push to divide the country. But no one believes the mainstream media anymore. No one believes the Democrats anymore. No one buys any of this crap anymore. So is the deep state crazy enough to try to start something or a mass shooting tomorrow? Or will it happen here? Or will it happen somewhere else in the country? So that they set the tone the day before the Senate trial of the president, which is a trial of the Democrats and their fraud, David. I really believe the planets have aligned. A lot of folks have been predicting they try something. They're definitely hyping it like they hype mass shootings. The studies show that causes crazies to go out and do mass shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Are they trying to summon something like this? What do you think?
Well, you know, Alex, you talked about how George Soros funded these other marches and how they had a much smaller group than was expected to show up here. I think that even if they don't have some kind of a false flag attack here, I think all of this fear and uncertainty that's been sown with this state of emergency and all these preparations and all the media talking about this, I think a major part of this is to try to suppress turnout. I think it's there to scare people away and say, hey, if you come up, you're going to be labeled a domestic terrorist. You're going to be put on a list. You might be involved in violence. And they want to. So instead of subsidizing it, they're using their power to suppress the people who would normally come there and redress their grievances about these people trying to take away their Second Amendment rights.
Well, that's it. Whether the left's able to stage an attack by having Antifa publicly infiltrate the Make America Great Again pro-Second Amendment patriots here fighting for their basic God-given rights and civil rights of every race, color, and creed, they care about the entire first 10 of the Bill of Rights, even if they're unable to actually stage violence, which they're hoping for, which we're here to expose and fight against and pray doesn't happen, they've still created a state of fear and demonized those that are for the Second Amendment and the First Amendment as if gathering for a redress of grievances to an out-of-control, tyrannical governor, a black-faced Northam and all the rest of this. You know, when he's not keeping babies alive for their organs, he's dressed up in blackface. This is a compromised, crazy person, and this is how he changes the subject from all the horrible things he's done, is pulling this stunt. We've confirmed from high-level sources that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and the deep state are still running and controlling. So, yes, that's why they went ahead and did it, because, again, they need the distraction. They need to create the fear ahead of the Senate trial of the president, and they're crossing their fingers and hoping something bad happens. But I think there's so many patriots out here and so many good things. I mean, look, Antifa all look like child molester methods. They've all got legs about that skinny. So if they try to hide and act like, you know, good old boys, whether they're black, white, old, young, they're not going to fit in. They don't bathe. I mean, literally, we'll be able to smell the Antifa people if they're here. I don't think it's going to work. But could they have somebody shoot into a crowd and then have responsibility taken, you know, by supposedly a militia or something? Absolutely. But none of the real militias and none of the real Second Amendment folks are anti-law enforcement or anti-police. In fact, the military police are some of the most awake groups out there. So the idea that right-wingers and nationalists and patriots are coming here to kill police, as the governor and others have had emergency press conferences, is a total fraud, setting the way for the false flag or the setup when their forces do it or attempt it to frame us. But no one is buying this frame-up anymore. Sure, you know, the Clintons could pull their crap back in 1995 and frame patriots, but that dog doesn't hunt today, David.
Well, you know, Alex, Antifa Seven Hills, they were the ones that were interviewed by Vice, and they said, look, they're reasonable people, and they just, you know, they want to make common cause here, and they're against these gun control laws that in the past have been racist. And yet, you know, we've got the list here of that same group putting our reporters out as known fascists and sympathizers. But the other aspect of this, Alex, is the people who are the real rabble-rousers who are really out there making terroristic types of statements are the suits in the Democrat Party. People like Eric Swalwell, people like Beto O'Rourke, people like Mark Levin, who is a Virginia delegate. I've got a tweet here from him. This is a guy who, you know, this is his picture. He's got a suit on. He's a Harvard, he's a Yale graduate from both those places. And he says this: the muskets of our founding fathers also did not contain 30-bullet magazines. And if you think your AR-15 will do diddly against the full might and power of the U.S. military, you need to talk to somebody who has served there. Again, making a threat.
That's like Swalwell.
Exactly.
Swalwell saying he'll use nuclear weapons on American gun owners. Talk about a Hitlerian or Stalinistic tyrant on steroids. You're absolutely right. So we come back. There's a lot of patriots already out here at night. So I think we should probably just bring them up to this hot mic uncensored and get what some of the folks think. And if they disagree with us, we'll put them on air as well. So this is David Knight hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to do a few more segments here live with David. He's got more coming up. And then tomorrow morning, he'll have a guest host hosting his show. He'll be hosting my main show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central in the war room from the ground. And then we're going to continue on. And then the trial in the Senate of the president, David. This is a crazy time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the craziest people seem to be the ones wearing the suits because they're the ones making the most incendiary statements and threatening the violence of the military against people who are using their constitutional rights to redress their grievances as we have the Democrats on the offense trying to take away protections of individual rights that have been in place for centuries. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I just want to ask you a question. This is a rhetorical question. Who is it that is rebelling against the Constitution they swore to uphold? It's the Democrat suits, isn't it? Who's out there making incendiary statements and threatening mass violence? Those same Democrat suits. Who is on the offense? The Democrat suits. And who is on the defense? Well, we've got Alex Jones in Richmond, Virginia, and he's standing there with a lot of people who are there to peacefully redress their grievances, and he's going to talk to them and get their opinions. And, of course, they want to exercise their free speech to protect their other rights. And we have everything being done by the Democrats and the mainstream media to try to frighten them off, to threaten them in every possible way. So in Virginia, in front of the state capitol there in Richmond, is Alex Jones with many people who have shown up to protect their rights. Alex?
That's right, David. That's right. And they can't hear you, so I'm just going to ask the question again. Who is it? Is the Democrat suit calling for civil emergencies and war? And or is it the people? We're here in defense of freedom. They're the ones openly violating their oaths to the Constitution. So I want to through and ask all you guys and gals why you're here and why you're doing this and what you think about what's happening here. Ma'am, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Amy Strauss. I'm here.
That's awesome. What's your view on all this?
As far as laws coming from, it's a really, really liberty-minded thing. Going into straight tyranny.
Just suddenly, Democrats take over. We're confiscating your guns. And they said everything. They're just going to take the bullets. They're going to...
It took out 20 years to be the minor party.
The minute they got in.
The minute they got in. The 16th bill to go in was his.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us. I hope tomorrow's going to be peaceful. I know we're going to be peaceful, aren't we? Sir, tell us who you are.
My name's Greg Gannon here. Richmond. And what she said, make it short. No, we're not gonna take this. We're not gonna have it. What's going on here?
And again, for TV viewers, I didn't bring out stick mic. I've got my earbuds in another out here even at night the day before, so I've got to get closer. They can't hear me, so I'm not trying to get your space. Love you, yeah. Brother. You're awesome, sir. Why are you? What's your name?
Jack, Charlotte, North Carolina. Before that, I make an oath to the whole country, and that oath goes to the grave. Doesn't go when you get out of the military. Do that. If I didn't come here and fight this and stand this for this here in Virginia, then I'm going to be fighting it in North Carolina.
And again, we're kind of ragtag here with our crew, which is bigger than this mainstream media. And I heard the mainstream media was playing some games earlier. Sir, tell us what you witnessed, what, and where they're going.
This is absolutely asinine. They don't understand our own state part of. And he stares at the Commonwealth seal every day.
And tell folks what that means in Latin.
That's always, in other words,
death to tyrants.
That us people, us Americans, us Indians are fed up with this, and we're going to do everything we can to take back our state.
Exactly. They can go to North Korea or China or anywhere where everybody's disarmed. When the seal of the state says we're going to destroy tyrants, what do they think they're doing? Why do you think they're so arrogant and did it right away?
It's backed by Soros and Bloomberg, and because they want our country and they want the silent majority. Well, we're done being silent.
That's right, and they want Antifa and others to be able to bully us and not have us armed.
Well, it's not that.
And Soros is buying off all attorneys. God bless you, brother. And again, give them the state motto in Latin and translate it one more time, because that's powerful. And translate it like what the English that means. What's that mean to you?
Me, it means what our state flag is, that you have putting warriors stand on top of the Iron King, showing how she represents freedom, stand on top of tyranny. And North actually becomes tired. And we're the Amazonians. So it's our job now is to kind of pick up and stop.
Absolutely beautiful, brother. Thank you. What's your name, sir?
Charles, North Carolina.
What do you make of this?
It's the first step. What they're trying to do.
It's a big step.
Yeah. They're chipping away at our liberties day by day. Every day there's ground that's blocked.
And if we don't come here right now, and everybody.
People, Alex, thanks for being here and standing up for Virginians. Look, I love Virginians, everybody else. I'm standing up for my family and all of our rights. We're all in this together. That's why I wore this hat, join or die. That's the whole point. I mean, they're coming for all our freedoms. Like you said, this is a big beta test and a big fat go for it all and see if we'll take it.
For us, and for us here now, it's for everybody.
And all I got to say,
tyrants. Absolutely, death and tyrants. And we don't want any violence tomorrow. We're seeing death to their tyranny. If they come after us, they try to take our guns, as a tyrant is tyrannous. You guys want to jump in there? Give us, come on there, brother. Where are you from?
Carolina.
What's your name?
Bill Wicker.
So what's your take on what's happening while you're here?
Just another step towards a one world.
It's all happening.
From a biblical standpoint, I won't get too deeply into it. I mean, it's supposed to happen, so... all we can do is stand up and not take it sitting down.
That's a test.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, brother. Why are you here, sir? What's your name?
Patrick. I'm from Accomack County, Virginia.
Fantastic. What do you make of this?
These Bloomberg Bond Democrats, Westerberger Institution, laws, the laws, and they think that they can get away with it. But we're waking up and we're seeing their lies. And we got a guy who wants to openly advocate murder of babies.
Keep comfortable.
Yeah.
And you're right. Perry and Soros have bought hundreds of sheriffs, hundreds of district attorneys, and hundreds of state legislators, and they're bragging that we're just going to buy up all the politicians.
Right. I think we've got to look at our county attorneys are being pursued, our township attorneys. Bloomberg's got a separate organization going after them who sits next to the Board of Supervisors. And those Board of Supervisors, when they're having their meeting, they'll lean over and they'll ask this guy's opinion. That gets swayed towards the...
So they're mafia down here bullying everybody.
That's right.
Literal mafia. By the way, Bloomberg hated, but just imagine anybody across the country. How would New York, some billionaire, trying to tell what to do? We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. Audio good back there at the headquarters?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Where it's dropping off a lot when you get off center with the other people. But
All right. Well, tomorrow we'll have a stick microphone out here, but stuff's going well, and it's amazing. Ma'am, come on over here and tell us where you're from.
Oh, hi. I'm Erica Jones. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. To me, it's a human rights issue. Once they sway our right to defend ourselves, they dehumanize us. And it is a first step to taking over and ridding humanity. Actually.
So the right to self-defense.
Absolutely. And he took the guns. Hitler took the guns. Doing it here.
The guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And if you try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again. I don't know who said that. Hey, are they going to take our guns? Are they going to take our free speech? Are we slaves to the Chinese funding lobbyists? Are we slaves to this hard media? No, America's awake and it's rising, and the globalists are failing.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, and remember, we had on the Come and Take It flag a cannon. We'll be right back.
just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. We've been selling it 10 years. Never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews. 598 reviews. 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. Don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This is David Knight in the studio here in Austin. We have Alex Jones at the Capitol in Virginia, right there in Richmond, in front of the state capitol. He was just talking to a lot of the people who were there to peacefully redress their grievances, to defend, as that last lady said, their human rights. And they're being portrayed as radical, as dangerous, as a presenting a state of emergency. Nothing could be further from the truth. We'll go back to Alex. Alex, what else do you see there at the Capitol?
Well, again, it's something right out of the pre-Civil War iconography. As TV viewers can see it, it doesn't look like a capital like the U.S. Capitol. It looks more like the White House or a big Greek monument. But when you really think about how they denied they wanted to confiscate our guns, despite the fact in all these other countries, the globalists have taken them, and all the cities the left controls, they've taken the guns. But now they've gone to hell yes, we want to take your guns, because they want to then paint everybody that's pro-gun as some type of terrorist, and then have the media say we're terrorists, hoping some violence happens. I know I keep repeating all of this, but you can see how this is the day before Trump is going to be in trial. Who is an American patriot president? Not perfect, but anti-globalist. And the system is pissed. So I'm going to walk around and just give folks kind of a tour out here. You've got the establishment controlled media over here that just gets its Southern Poverty Law Center talking points. Again, Hollywood's owned by the Chi-Coms, the big foreign megabanks own most of the media. And they just churn anti-American establishment bilge because the big corporations have captured the rest of the world. They've taken the guns everywhere else. And so they can't believe they can't take all the speech here. They can't take all the guns. So they've got to just start introducing the idea that, hell yes, we're taking your gun. Hell yes, we're shutting down your shooting ranges. Because they know that the gun culture's taken hold, and the average leftist is getting guns and waking up, and crime's going down in areas where the public's armed. So they're in a crisis to get us back under their control, because not everybody is a nine-month-old baby or a baby that just got born than a vampire like Northam, who was over harvesting children's organs. And that's what he does. He's a Joseph Mengele. That Joseph Mengele can bully a baby and talk about how he severs them in pieces and sells their organs. But he can't get full-grown men and women whose full desire as just a monster and as a minion of Bloomberg and Soros and others is to disarm the people here. So they set up, again, the checkpoint. And I guess the Capitol's closed right now, but you see it right over here. So that tomorrow, folks are going to have to pass through the gate right up here. And by the way, it's been in the news. Veterans, people with their legs and arms blown off, with no criminal records, are suspect because they're veterans. Some of them who've got, a family in the state police, you name it. But the state police are not the enemy. They're being ordered by the globalists to come up to say, taking photos of the Capitol is a potential terrorist act right now, even though this is historic. The idea of exercising our speech is evil. So, of course, they want our speech, number one, and they want our right to self-defense. So they've got this emergency declaration that they put in, first the Capitol, then the Capitol grounds, that no one can have firearms. Again, to get you used to the idea of governors declaring emergencies and taking the guns. Pursuant to Executive Order number 49-2020, a state of emergency has been declared to exist from January 17th to 21st, 2020. So that's for 4 days. Possession of firearms and other weapons in the Capitol Square during the period of emergency is prohibited. All persons entering Capitol Square during a period of emergency are subject to screening. Any person may decline to be screened and return to city streets. So it's about denying your Second Amendment and denying your First Amendment at the same time. Knives, scissors, needles, razors, slingshots, spring sticks and batons, metal knuckles, blackjacks, nunchucks, throwing stars, knives, stun guns, tasers, shields, helmets, toy guns. But it's Antifa toy guns. And the left. Toy guns. It's Antifa and the left that come and were there, funded by Soros, to collide into those defending the monuments in Charlottesville, where they tried to demonize Trump and tried to create a civil war then. And that's all they're trying to do again. Hazardous materials, fireworks, torches, and other flames. That's in case the hired KKK members, the feds have come in.
They got softballs and baseballs on that list as well.
That's right. That's right. Drones, UAVs, and laser pointers. So this, give TV viewers a shot of that, because this is what we're dealing with, and this is the idea that we can't even have softballs. We can't even have baseballs, softballs, anything.
Well, it's a FEMA camp, right? It's a FEMA camp. They've turned the state capitol into a FEMA camp, and they make the rules, and they can be as arbitrary as they want. They can outlaw baseballs, softballs.
David Knight's totally right. Totally right for the folks from other streams. The host hosting things back in Austin for InfoWars, David Knight just said, they turned this into a giant open-air FEMA camp. and we joke around, but when authoritarians like Bernie Sanders take over, we've learned the plan is to turn capitals and sports stadiums into re-education camps to put us in them, and if we don't follow the brainwashing, they kill us. This is who these people are, and this authoritarianism is taking over everywhere else in the world, and now they're trying to take over here because they know they're politically losing. And again, we're not here to fight. We're not here to start a war. They're the ones offensively, as you said, David, coming to take our guns. And if you look at this almost medieval-looking classic architecture building here, and then behind us, it's right in the middle of this city. And the only way we're here, the only way we're on air, the only way I can bring the security and Owen and all these reporters is money. And we're burning through it really, really fast. I want to thank the listeners for their support. You see, we're redoubling our efforts, working even harder for ourselves and for you and your families. We salute you all. But money is what it takes. And we sell a ton of product. Don't make a big profit on it because the prices are so good. We need everybody to get high-quality coffee at InfoWarsStore.com, to get the high-quality fish oil that's back in stock for 3% off. We need people to understand we've stepped to the plate here at InfoWars. We're fighting hard and loving every minute of it, but we need the financial support this year to hire a bunch of new reporters and a bunch of new crew. We've hired like three new people in the last 2 weeks. We've got new camera people augmenting what we're doing, and you just see the amount of content and research we're putting out has been astronomical for the size we are, and David's working 7 days a week, and so is the great crew back there. And so, again, I want to thank you all for your financial support, but I get so busy on air and doing all this, I forget to thank you all for buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of new specials at the site. Take advantage of them now, because at prices like this, we sell a lot of product. Get your whitening toothpaste, high quality, fluoride free, at InfoWarsStore.com. Remineralization toothpaste, a super silver toothpaste, your super blue with the tea tree oil, the colloidal silver and iodine, also fluoride free. That's all discounted. Staple items that make your life better, that also fund free speech and the defense of the Second Amendment and the very existence of our country against these globalists, David. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the shopping cart with the supplements, or 888-253-3139. And just take action. These are products you already need, and that's how we're building this independent media organization that's fearless and that tells the truth and then explains we're not here calling for violence. None of these patriots are calling for violence. This is all Bloomberg, Soros, globalist-funded to come in here and literally disarm the state and totally enslave it as part of the globalist takeover, literally, of the state surrounding the District of Columbia, which the globalists think they've already captured. This is a multinational war by these powerful forces to take over and literally reverse what America's about. America was founded on the British trying to come and take the guns. We're one of the few countries that still has these rights. And so if people want to go live in tyranny, they should. But America was founded on these principles, and we have multinational forces that say America was never great and it was never going to be great, trying to take it over because they know it has been great. A little bit of freedom we've had compared to other nations made us the apple of the world's eye. So David Knight's got a few more segments. There's so many incredible bombshell videos that Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett are filing daily, and others at band.video. Only way they get out is when you share the links. And you know what? You've been doing that. You've been sharing the links, and the site is just exploding. Band.video, newswars.com, newswars.com/show with the live feeds as well. And that's how you are Paul Revere's, just as important as Drew and Rob Dew and the rest of the crew here bringing you this information, is you sharing on Twitter, on Facebook, on your email, on your private message, and by word of mouth that, hey, they wanted to shut down the American Liberty Movement that warned the globalists were coming with the guns and that warned pedophiles were running the government, and now it's all turned out to be true, and our credibility is skyrocketing. That's why the deep state needs us off air ahead of all this, because they knew their takeover was coming. We had too much credibility, but we're still on air thanks to you in some way stronger. So again, tomorrow we'll be here starting 8 a.m. with David Knight back here at the station doing a great job covering what's happening in there, and then the trial of Trump.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products M4's life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here in the studio in Austin, and we have Alex Jones in the FEMA camp that the governor of Virginia has created around the Capitol there, and he has some breaking news. Alex?
That's right, David. I just left. You were about to take over and finish up. Did a fabulous job. And Roberto, who's a longtime listener and caller of the show from New York, who's down here in Virginia, he came up and said, hey, you know they've got it all choked down to one point, which is a major safety issue. And we looked it up, and absolutely that's true. In fact, I'd read that this morning. I'd forgotten it. When you talk about an open-air FEMA camp, the danger, anybody knows, fire marshals wouldn't allow that. If you've got a high school football game that's got 2,000 people at it, you got to have at least 3 or 4 exits for each side of the field and for each side of the stadium. And so to be expecting 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people here, they are confirming that down the road, I guess on 9th Street, you'll tell us, they're going to choke it down to one lane to try to keep folks from getting in. The AstroTurf didn't show up for Soros at his anti-woman march. Patriots are going to stand in the cold.
It's a beautiful day tomorrow. We're going to love it even with sleeting and snowing. But get there early and don't let it stop you. But the safety issue alone of one entrance and one exit, pretending like there's this great danger in here because citizens have got guns, when we've always had the guns, and on a regular day, you just go in there anyways. So this is them trying to introduce you to the idea that guns are dirty and they're bad. It's pretty amazing. Roberto, God bless you, brother.
Thanks.
I got to get in close. I don't have my stick mic, so I'm right here on the earpiece. Let me go ahead and just put this in your ear. Tell us why you came down here and what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I'm a very big advocate of just standing up here and the losing across this country. I was a caller recently. I was at the factory in New Jersey where we were successful originally from New York. They're definitely not successful there. So I came here to stand up for the rights of Americans. It's outrageous. They're going out. Way the things are going. So I came here, social support, and I did some investigation to try to get myself a situation passed. I came here by myself, spoke to law enforcement, and they said that one entrance, one exit tomorrow is on 9th and Grace, and it's a narrow corridor. It's kind of, it's really frightening, actually. And they just passed legislation, and they completely disarmed everyone. And no one there will be armed. You can, only thing you can have is a pocket knife. And we're going to be literally surrounded in, you know, and all the people that go and do lobbying and meet the senators and everyone else is going to be there. We're going to be completely disarmed.
And we're the most legitimate people. We're the ones who want to go and actually try to bring change and talk to them.
Say, listen,
this is a complete violation.
We're going to go with the stick tomorrow. Come back in here. So
the microphone's.
Yeah.
So I just, I'm glad to be here. It's amazing to be with you guys. And I'm just, be careful because whatever they're doing is kind of.
All right, God bless you, brother. We're going to talk to you again more. We'll be better tomorrow with a good handheld microphone and everything. We're always just, like 10 years ago, we had it all perfected, live feeds. We just, like, changed stuff, always do it different. That's the fun part about InfoWars. God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. It doesn't matter. We're kicking ass, and we're here. We're covering all live and great points. I'm glad you raised that. So, again, let's get this one other fellow who didn't want to be on camera over here to give his take. Law enforcement, military, on choking people down like this. It's really violating local fire codes, state fire codes, undoubtedly, to have 10, 20,000 people choke through one checkpoint in and out. I mean, I think that's illegal. It just shows the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So walking around and looking at this setup here, it's a huge public safety concern because if anything happens and they've only got one exit for 10 or 15,000 people, it's irresponsible to set it up that way. So whoever set this up wasn't thinking, and it's obvious they did this in great haste as a response to Governor Northam's knee-jerk reaction of issuing this emergency declaration of a state of emergency, and the whole thing is poorly planned out. And we're all going to try our best to be safe tomorrow, but people need to understand if something happens that they need to remain calm, and they can't all run.
This is like at Mecca when you hear about thousands getting trampled. No, don't be exactly scared. Right. They want to do this to make you scared. Right. We're not scared.
Right.
But just
should come out.
The patriots aren't going to panic. The wicked flee when none pursue. Not us. But the righteous are bold and strong as a lion.
Absolutely.
What else you want to add about it?
Everybody be safe tomorrow. You know, and I encourage people to come out, okay? Exercise your Second Amendment. Be aware, obviously, that, you know, they're going to put restrictions on where you can carry, where you can't. If you do go inside, remain calm. But by all means, we need as many Americans out here as possible to stand up against this terror.
And it's key for everybody to post as much social media as you can, to share InfoWars.com links, NewsWars.com links, the live band.video links, because everything they're doing is about suppressing our message to silence us so they can then distort who we are with the straw man. So we have to stand up as Americans and for freedom and justice and unity, and why we're the greatest nation on earth. That's what the globalists want to get rid of. We have to be who we are and speak up, or they will steal our identity and speak for us and say we're a racist nation, we're a hateful nation, we're a bad nation, when they're the globalists that any nation they take over, they absolutely enslave and destroy. So I'm going to throw it back to David Knight to finish up. I know the David Knight show's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. We got a guest host, I believe, and this is all live coverage, if not all hosts in the morning. Let me know, guys, because we've got a skeleton crew right now to have most of our crew here, and the David's going to be hosting that show live with different live feeds coming in, live coverage of us, just up to the minute. And then we're going to have live coverage on Tuesday with David Knight of the beginning of the Trump trial in the Senate with myself, Owen Schroyer, in the Capitol on the ground in D.C., just north of here. And then it's going to get even crazier. We're just going to continue on right through the verdict and everything, live coverage. But none of this means anything if you don't share the links, Infowars.com/show. I want to thank all the great patrons here tonight. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And I salute the great Infowars crew. We're going to be kicking ass for you tomorrow. Back to David Knight to finish it up tonight. Let's pray for justice and peace here as these tyrants try to create a civil emergency. I believe they will fail. God bless.
All right, that's Alex Jones there at the Northern FEMA camp. That's what we ought to call it there in Virginia. You know, who is the conspiracy theorist here? Well, it's actually Governor Northam. He's the one who says that, hey, all these people are trying to come here and shoot the place up. And, of course, it's the Democrats, as I pointed out before, the Democrat suits. People like Mark Levine, who is a Harvard-Yale graduate, a Democrat there in the state government, who says, if you think your AR-15 will do diddly against the full might and power of the U.S. military, you need to talk to somebody who served there. Well, you know, Mark, maybe you need to talk to somebody who served there. Maybe you need to talk to the veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan war who understand the futility of asymmetric warfare. And maybe you won't try to do that here in America because you haven't won those wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, anywhere else you've tried to do this. And we've got a lot more guns and know much better how to use them than the people in those countries ever did. But look, we understand who the rebels are here, right? The people who are rebelling against the Constitution, the people who are trying to overthrow what we have had in this country, the rights that we've had in this country for centuries. It's the Democrats. It's the Democrat suits. But they want to tell you that these other people are the ones who are dangerous. No, it's these people like Mark Levine, people like Eric Swalwell. Oh, we got nuclear weapons and they're legit. You're going to find out about it. Or these other people, the other Virginia delegate who said, well, we got to use the National Guard against these people. We got to use the full force of the U.S. military, maybe nuclear weapons. Beto O'Rourke and the rest of these people. They're the ones who are trying to take away our human rights. And it's not just the firearms. They have two bills in Virginia, House Bill 1090 and House Bill 1489. Both of them would take away your freedom, your health freedom, your informed consent. They would take away your parental rights as well. And these have also been introduced. See, it's not just the guns. We have, for example, what's in these bills? Well, we've got the an HPV vaccine mandate that will extend that mandate from females to males. That's the first one, 1489. It'll add a seventh grade booster to the adverse event prone Tdap shot. It'll say that from the age of 12 months on, you've got to get chickenpox shots. The other bill will add 10 more vaccines to bring it up to 69 mandated doses of 16 different vaccines. And it will move the authority for that from Virginia to the federal government. And even worse, this bill will subject children to any of the 264 vaccines in active development once they are approved by the FDA and the chief marketer of these vaccines, the CDC. That is all about the money and the power. This is why we need to understand these people are tyrants. They want no restrictions on the power of central government, and they want to extend that power into every detail of your life. You need to understand what words mean. Militia is not a dirty word, but authoritarianism is. That's it for the broadcast. Join us tomorrow morning.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.